Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. J. Eduardo Campos is our guest. Eduardo is the co-author, along with Erica, his wife, of the book From Problem Solving to Solution Design, Turning Ideas into Action, co-founder of Embedded Knowledge, Inc. Is that the website, EduardoEmbeddedKnowledge.com?
It is. We also have our book website where your listeners can download free chapters, go through a free assessment, and so on. Can I share the website?
Please.
At eecampos, eecampos.com. eecampos.com.
Two E's and Campos. Campos. .com. Is that right? eecampos.com. So check it out, folks. You'll find out more about the books, download a chapter, take an assessment. All that's right there. Thank you for making that available, Eduardo. So we're talking about what I'm calling the technology gap. He's calling it the jargon, the problem with cybersecurity jargon, the techie jargon, that and it's all about the disconnect, folks, the gap between the people who are developing the technology, who are helping us to use the technology by creating safe programs, security programs, cybersecurity policies that we can. But if they use terms and jargon that are industry specific, it's putting a little bit of a roadblock for regular folks, especially Eduardo. Our down-the-line employees, right? If we want our down-the-line employees to help us with cybersecurity, we need to be able to let them speak about this, learn about this in their language, right?
Yes, and I have several cases to share. We share some of them in our book. Because I was a chief information security officer for many years, I've been working with this for over 25 years. And in one case, we had a campaign in a telecom company back in South America. And before the campaign, how to spot phishing, emails that trick the user to click in malicious links that will right. download something, a malware.
And by the way, folks, if you haven't seen that, that's phishing. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem with the jargon. Mm-hmm. Phishing, if you talk about phishing, it means something else. So our users started reporting strange emails they were getting in the financial department or in the customer service department. And my boss called me to his office a month later after the campaign started and said, Eduardo, this is not working. Before you started working here, you promised that security incidents were going down, but as I can see in the report here, they are actually going up in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, no, that's not the issue at hand. The problems were there, but nobody was reporting because the end users were not familiar with what phishing is. So they're just clicking the malicious link. They were not reporting. Now they are reporting. But the threat was always there, but they were not prepared because people in cybersecurity were using such a difficult jargon that
what would it be a way of doing it differently, Eduardo?
So one way is to incorporate the need of communication skills or social skills for cybersecurity people, for IT people, in the hiring process. When you hire people that are technical, but also that are able to communicate, to interact, because that's needed to have the end user to help us to fight cybercrime.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is to focus on training. You have several companies that are today prepared to do training, to train not only the end users about the perils of cybersecurity, but also to train the cybersecurity teams, the IT teams, to use a simpler language that everybody can understand.
So phishing doesn't mean anything. There's nothing intuitive at all about phishing. You have to know that phishing is a term that is applied to people sending you an email with a link or an attachment that they want you to click on, so that they can breach your security system and get into your network. So use terms that are more intuitive, right? Is that what you're saying? Use terms that when you hear that, they immediately say, "Oh yeah, that's if I did that, they would break into our network."
It's right. And we start by explaining phishing, why phishing. When I got to my job with a manufacturing company, I was very young, and I was the chief information security officer. I saw the campaigns they were using to teach about phishing. And so I went to the chief financial officer and asked him what he thought about it. And he said to me, "Eduardo, when they came here talking about phishing, now that you explained, Eduardo, I understand phishing what phishing is.
Yeah.
But when he came here and talked about it to my team, I was ashamed of asking questions."
Right,
but
that's exactly right.
Phishing has to do with this. I do phishing the weekends, not here at the company.
That's the problem with the jargon, folks. It puts off people who are not technically oriented to begin with, in which a lot of your downline folks are not. But yet, they have the ability to click on things that could ruin your day, maybe your year, maybe take your company down. It happens. Tintel, right back with J. Eduardo Campos, co-author of...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.